Welcome to lesson 81 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm here with my teacher, Tony O'Rourke, and today I believe we have a slip jig called Moira Rua, which literally means Red Mary.
That's right, Jerry, although Redhead Mary is probably a better translation. This is a slip jig in the key of G. Now, the B part of this tune moves into a D Mixolydian mode, but as this mode contains the same notes as G major, that is, there's only one sharp, the F sharp, in the scale of D Mixolydian, there's no need to change the key signature. But when you hear the tune, the first part of the tune is in G, obviously. The second part of tune will sound like it's moved to a D. Well, it has moved to a D, but it's not a D major. It's a D Mixolydian mode. So the key signature doesn't change. And then the tune actually moves back to the G major for the last bar of the tune. And that, in fact, is identical to the last bar of part A as well. I often pair this tune with a slip jig that we looked at way back in lesson 16, Nakanawan Wana. And in fact, it's interesting to note that Kanawan Wana literally means a sort of white Canavan, but it translates as fair-haired Canavan. So we've got red-haired Mary and fair-haired Canavan together. In the second bar of part B, you'll see an ornamented dotted crotchet or dotted quarter note. This note lasts for the duration of one group of three quavers. You can play it as a C triplet, followed by a C quaver, or alternatively, you can play it as a triplet, but instead of using three C notes, you can use a combination of C, C, B. You can do something similar at the end of bar three, even though I haven't put any ornamentation marks in the sheet music. Make sure to follow the picking marks, and in both cases, immediately revert to your normal picking pattern, that is, down, up, down, for the next bar. Or at least, I hope that's your normal picking pattern by now. And remember, the secret ingredient to learning this music is plenty of practice.
And this is probably a good time, Tony, to mention that the booklet, book 5 at irishguitarpod.com, has the sheet music and chords, of course.
That's right. And I'll see you all next week. And by the way, next week is a bonus lesson, something quite different. We're going to have a look at the accompaniment style for backing up Texas fiddle tunes.
We look forward to it. See you, Tony.